Austria. Amid a breakout World Cup season and with the Winter Olympics Games less than 60 days away, Canadian biathlete Nadia Moser is recovering from a devastating injury and will be sidelined for an undetermined amount of time. The 24-year-old Olympic hopeful broke her right ankle in a freak tobogganing accident before the IBU World Cup in Hochfilzen, Austria. "I'm extremely devastated to say that a couple days ago I took a tumble in a toboggan accident and my fibula broke, also accompanied by messed up ankle ligaments, all in my right leg," Moser said in a social media post. "I had to get surgery, which was more complicated than initially expected, but everything went well and my leg and ankle are healing. Hopefully, I will be back sooner than expected, and I know that when I return I will be better than before. In this Olympic season, when everything was going in the right direction, I am especially heartbroken about this situation, and now all I can do is try to recover as well as possible." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Nadia Moser, at Nadia Amoser, Moser, who trains in Canmore, is returning to Canada and said she isn't sure what her recovery timeline is. "I'm just going to take it day by day and see where that gets me," she said to the Outlook. The Whitehorse native was on the verge of having a breakout season and a strong candidate to qualify for the Beijing Games starting February 4. Less than 2 weeks before her injury, Moser scored a career-best 27th in the women's 15-kilometer at the first World Cup of the season in Sweden. For Canada's mixed relay team, Moser was essentially a lock to fill the second women's spot in the mixed relay to race alongside teammates Emma Lunder, Scott Gao and Christian Gao in Beijing. In a November 25 interview with The Outlook, Biathlon Canada head coach Justin Wadsworth praised Moser's monumental step forward in the offseason. "We're really excited to see Nadia's ranking on the World Cup this year just because she has really taken a step forward that you don't see that often from athletes. It's actually been that big," said Wadsworth.